Make that again.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jessica Sauce coming live in Boca Raton, Florida.
Raton.
It's Raton. So I have Emma Sauce here, the guest of honor. Would you like to say hello to the crowd?
Hello.
So if you're a parent out there, I'm sure you've heard about this whole fad about the slime. If you haven't, keep it that way. Anyway, so my child is severely infatuated with slime. I mean, she has gloves on. It's like she's a chemist. And I just want to interview her because I just don't understand. It's like silly putty,
guys,
you know?
Guys,
no,
listen
this is
to
not
the sound.
How they interviews work.
They need to know. Ready? Listen carefully, okay? Try your best to listen. Ready? Here we go.
Okay, so that's Emma Sauce to begin the interview. Emma, what's your favorite top three things about slime?
The way it looks, the way it feels, and the way it sounds.
So it satisfies all five of your senses, basically? I mean, you can't taste it.
I can't taste it.
So four of your... But she gets really, really... dramatic with it. I just want to know from the eyes of Emma Saucier, why? What is it about this slime that really turns the juices on for you?
The look and the sound and the feel and the,
I mean, I get that. Names, you already said that, but...
The names. Butter slime.
What do you mean the names?
Like, I'm playing with the phloem slime that has phloem beads in it.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for the crowd? Phloem?
I'm playing with the phloem slime that
like
has...
Like F-L-O-A-M? Can you please explain to everybody what a phloem slime is? Because I have no idea.
It has phloem beads in it. See these white and blue things?
I see the...
These are phloem beads. Phloem beads. And they're made with styrofoam. So if you don't have any phloem beads or any money, and you have styrofoam, cut up styrofoam into little balls and they will turn into phloem beads.
And
my blue ones are drying.
So why do you put it in slime?
Because that's what you're supposed to do, and it makes it, like, crunchy.
So I get that you like it satisfies your senses, meaning taste, touch.
Not taste, I'm sorry. No, taste. Because slime can
What do you mean, taste?
Slime can be edible. You can make edible slime. We have marshmallows, which can make edible slime. And gummies.
See, you know, to throw this out there, ladies and gentlemen, I hate slime because I hate being sticky. I hate things that are sticky.
This is not sticky.
It's so sticky.
This one's not sticky.
If you don't like being sticky, slime's not for you.
You didn't feel this. Not all slime.
I'm not touching your
slime. This is not sticky. Touch it.
Like most kids, when they come into a fad, like, you know, the fidget spinners or whatever they were. Pokemon back in the day, Polly Pocket. Well, you never get old of Polly Pocket, but all these little fat slinkies, you know.
Woo!
That's not how an interview works, Emma. Most people go with it a little bit, and then they move on. But not Emma.
Moving on.
Not Emma. Like, she cannot get rid of this. Like, and you should see her.
I'm making blue foam beads. Like, I'm playing with the foam slime, and I'm letting my
You're getting recorded, and that's gonna hurt people's ears how loud you're talking on my show.
I'm making an iceberg slime.
See, she has certain name. Like, but what I'm really trying to find out from you.
Ooh, should I make this a butter slime?
What really is it? I know it feels good. It smells good. It feels good. It sounds good. To you, but what really is it? Creating things? Is it the science of putting two products together and I can make this goop that I love to smell and touch and play with all day?
Watch this slime swirl.
I'm asking you a question. See, she gets in her own little world, guys. She gets in her own little world, and she completely, like, she's literally playing it like it's a piano, and she's like Mozart. It's insane. I've never seen anybody infatuated with anything like this in my life. So I'm just trying to get to the core of why. I mean, she could do it all day long.
I could if you
And she's a very intelligent girl. It's not like she's, you know, gets satisfied knowledgely easily. Does that make sense? So anyway, any other things you want to talk about slime? Because I'm going to end this podcast.
Yes, you can make...
Sum it up.
Slime, butter slime, plum slime, iceberg slime, and water slime and clear slime. I tried.
What is iceberg slime?
Iceberg slime is what I'm doing right here. It's where I'm leaving it out for 2 days, and then it grows a top.
That's, I feel like, really, she's going to be like an archaeologist.
That's really hard. And then when you push it down, when you push it down, it's going to look hard, and you push it down, and then it's like, I'll just show you a picture. Ready? I'll show you.
See, she knows all the different kinds of slimes. Like, I mean, like, she's like a slime enthusiast. I personally don't get it, but I find it interesting why my child is so...
Iceberg slime.
It's not even infatuation anymore, guys. It's way past that point. It's, maybe a weird obsession. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, the poor kid, I had to pay $100 to take her to urgent care because if it like the ingredients peeled her finger. Like, that's how much she was playing with the slime. But it's not playing. Like, I don't look at her and I'm like, she's playing with it.
Right,
stop
here.
Playing with it. She's like really, like,
this is iceberg slime, Mom.
Analyzing
watch,
the slime.
Watch. It's hard.
She's
and then
making
you poke
me watch
look!
YouTube videos.
And then you poke it.
Stop screaming and interrupting.
You're
that's not nice.
It. You're not watching it.
So we're going on this podcast because Emma Sauce is acting a little rude.
See, look, you push it down and that happens. That's what happens. That's iceberg slime.
Okay. So weird. So, thank you, Emma, for being a guest on my show. This is Jessica Sauce coming live here.
Look, Boca. They're playing it like a piano too. See?
No, I get it. But I don't get it. It's the thing. It's, you know, I would have. Just goes to show that she has a good focus. Maybe it's good. That thing is curious. I would be bored
piano,
with it in 2 seconds.
Piano. Oh.
And she gets like angry, like if it doesn't work out, like she gets mad.
When Giovanna was so mean to me, I came home and slapped slime.
Oh my god! Stop it. So,
could do more.
No, it's fine. This is Jessica. Thank you for coming on my show, Emma. This is Jessica Sauce coming live here. Boca Raton. Raton, Raton. It's Raton. It's not Raton. There's no E at the end and no apostrophe over the O. So all you people who say Raton, I think you're wrong. I think you're all wrong. It's Raton.
I think you're wrong.
Have a great day, guys.